Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James, here. I'm joined by Melissa and Seth, and we are joined right now by our great friends from over at the WeatherEye Weather Center, Mr. Paul Trombley. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How are you doing today, Paul?
Doing well. How are things going there?
Doing good here. Nice weather. We're looking forward to the weekend. Looks like we did get a little bit of rain, maybe even more than we expected, but boy, our plant life is appreciating of that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, it came down fast here.
Yeah. What else has Mother Nature got in store for us?
Yeah, still got chances for a few showers or storms popping back up this afternoon and sticking around early tonight in some areas. But yeah, it looks like we'll otherwise stay with this warm, humid feel here for us, with highs back about 90 today, with a mix of clouds and sunshine. 61, one of those passing showers or storms are out early tonight, and then it is some more sunshine. Saturday, 92 with light east winds. 62 Saturday night, be a late day shower storm. Sunday, otherwise some sun and 88, and then 59 Sunday night. Still a possibility of a shower storm passing through Monday, as we see a cool front come through on Monday. 83, partly sunny. And we'll notice that dip in those temps after that front pushes through. 53 Monday night, and upper 70s, 80 range Tuesday and Wednesday. Some sunshine and a quiet pattern to the middle of next week then here for us. But still a few chances of getting a little rain out there in the short term, and then things stay pretty dry again in the next week looking ahead. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Not bad, Paul. I think we'll keep it. I think we'll keep it. Not a bad one. Paul, got to ask you a question before we let you go and everything. Today is National Donut Day. Do you have a go-to donut? Are you a donut guy?
I'm not a big donut guy, but when I do, I do like the old-fashioned.
Yeah.
The old-fashioned. Good donut for dipping in coffee or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Melissa was just talking about that.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's my man, Paul.
That's awesome. Man. We appreciate you, Paul, so much. Have a great weekend, man, and we'll talk again Monday.
Yeah, you guys too. Thanks.
Thank you, Paul. Best in the business right there, friends at the WeatherEye Weather Center. That's a good choice, too.
Yeah,
good choice.
The old like classic cake like donuts.
Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong with that. Got a lot of fun things lined up this hour. Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club is around the corner. After Melissa's news, we will get into our star of the day with our friends from Culver's. We're going to play a famous TV theme song. You call up, get the answer right about what theme song that is, and you'll win a family pack of four from our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
Nice.
Awesome.
Right now, it's a new month, so let's get into a few things to look forward to in June.
All right.
Diving right in. Sports. Sports. The NBA Finals between the Denver Nuggets and Miami Heat are started last night.
That's right.
Denver up 1-0. You got to be a real basketball fan if you're watching this series. Let's just be honest.
True. Yeah.
This is two smaller markets in basketball terms, at least, and not the biggest of fan bases.
No.
So, but there's some great basketball being played. I'll tell you that if you enjoy. And the Stanley Cup Finals between the Florida Panthers and Vegas Golden Knights starts Saturday. That should be a good one too. I'm pulling for Florida and Denver in this. I wouldn't hate seeing Miami win it. I got nothing against the Miami Heat. I just like seeing a team that's never won before win.
I agree.
In hockey, we have both teams that have never won.
Yeah.
So that's going to be kind of interesting. Also, golf's 123rd U.S. Open is the 15th through the 18th, and in tennis, the French Open kicks off on June 11th.
All right.
On TV, HBO's new music industry drama, The Idol, lands this Sunday. I believe that's the one with The Weeknd in it and Johnny Depp's kid.
Ooh, interesting.
That's gotten a lot of talk about it, but I haven't heard much about whether it's good or not or what it's exactly about either. So I do know that apparently people are talking about The Weeknd so much that he's starting to go by his actual given name.
Mm-hmm.
And this may be him beginning to go into acting.
Mm-hmm.
We see it a lot with a lot of pop stars where they start out singing, and you know, before you know it, when's the last time Justin Timberlake, he's done more movies than he's done albums recently, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, and because the two industries are so closely linked together, a lot of these started out as actors that could sing, and then all of a sudden they're like, hey, have you ever thought about being a pop singer? And then they get a lot of fame that way, and
I don't know what would have happened to me in that universe if I could sing. Like I and I mean sing. Like yep. I can sing well enough to like be a you know in the chorus and things like that. But no, you know, nobody's giving me a record deal. If I could sing, I don't know. Being a singer in some ways sounds pretty interesting. Sounds pretty like mm-hmm. a pretty cool life. You know, compared to acting.
Yeah, that's true.
Season 16 of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia starts on the 7th. I cannot wait.
Can't believe that show has been on for so
it's still
long.
Still going. And the Tony Awards are June 11th, and Project Runway returns on the 15th. Huh.
Really?
Interesting.
Sorry, Melissa, what were you saying?
I can't believe they're still on.
Yeah.
Is still running.
Interesting.
I don't know if Tim Gunn is still doing that or not, but I was dating somebody at the time when that show first started, so like the first two seasons I kind of saw bits and pieces of. Mm-hmm. I'm not a reality guy or anything, but I love Tim Gunn, for one. I don't care what it is. I wouldn't mind him hosting it. I don't care what
he's good.
He's just good. but I like the concept. I thought it was fun. I thought mm-hmm. it was kind of interesting, at least. I the way people put clothing together and come up with ideas for what clothing, like, I don't know how they do it. I think it's really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's one that I would watch. Mm.
And Tim Gunn really makes it for me. I don't know if he's coming back for this or not, but if he is.
I'm trying to see who the directors are. It says Christian Siriano, judges Nina Garcia, Brandon Maxwell, Elaine Weltroth for season 20. They're in season 20.
Wow. Outlander returns on the 16th, The Righteous Gemstones on the 18th, Season 2 of The Bear hits Hulu on the 22nd, The Bachelorette on the 26th, and Season 3 of The Witcher premieres on June 29th.
Wow.
Very curious about The Witcher with the new casting, Henry Cavill leaving and stuff, and the Hemsworth kid taking over and stuff. Enjoy the new content while you can, everybody. Writer's strike is important. Hopefully you care about it.
Yep.
In theaters, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse opens tomorrow. Yes, exciting. Cannot wait.
That's going to be a good one.
Yeah, you got Oscar Isaac joining this one, voice acting, which is always good. He's got such a great voice. But I gotten actually a lot of like support to this statement that you and I had a couple weeks ago, I think, Seth.
Mm-hmm.
I like all the Spider-Man movies, but by far and away, that first Spider-Man...
the animated one, yep.
Was
yep.
my by far and away my favorite I've ever seen. Easily. It's one of the best comic book movies I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, really good. I'm excited about this one. This looks like it should be good. And, of course, holidays. What would a month be without holidays? Seriously, like, what would it be?
I don't know.
What would we talk about? I find that kind of interesting as a concept. If there was a month that had no holidays in it whatsoever. The big ones are, of course, Father's Day on the 18th and Juneteenth on the 19th.
Yes.
Also, it is Pride Month, everybody. Happy Pride Month.
Mm-hmm.
With Pride Day being on June 28th. And the first official day of summer is the 21st.
All right.
Mm. So no doing any summer activities until the 21st. That's not how this works. You get in as many as you can while you can, everybody. You know how this works in the Midwest.
Yeah.
You start right now. You better be swimming or playing, you know, bocce or...
Get your bicycles
pickleball.
Out.
Yeah, pickleball or something. Yeah. Like, get out. Just do it. And, of course, National Donut Day is today.
Mm-hmm.
National Best Friends Day is June 8th.
Oh, nice.
So all three of us have to hang out on June 8th. No. Flag Day and National Bourbon Day are both on the 14th. The 19th is National Martini Day.
Wow.
And National Selfie Day is June 21st. the day that is celebrated every day, of course.
Every day is National Selfie Day.
So, I want to go back to National Best Friends Day for a second because I tried something there just to see how it would go. I threw out there, and we were kind of trying to speed this up a little bit and everything, so that may be part of it too. But there was also, when I said that, so the three of us have to hang out.
Uh-huh.
Did you notice the quiet? The silence.
Crickets, yeah.
The silence.
Sure, James, yeah.
Be confident that that is your best friend and that you are their best friend. I wouldn't make assumptions on this one.
Yeah, make sure. Yeah,
it was just a given in my mind. Thursday, we always hang out.
Nice save.
It's true. Nicely done. Very, very well done. That's good. Is there anything that you are looking forward to, whether it's on this list or not, in June for everybody?
Oh, June. June is, well, I can't, I'm not going to spoil it because it's coming up in the next segment, so I won't say anything. But there's personal reasons for me to like June.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always one of those, I'm glad that we have like an official holiday now. You know, because Father's Day is kind of a unofficial, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's not
yeah.
really, it's more an observed thing. But now that we've got something like Juneteenth, which is an official holiday, I'm like, yeah, finally, June.
Yeah.
Has
yeah.
an official yeah. holiday. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Well, and it's just the fact that it's summer, you know?
Yeah.
We're done with snow, guys, for at least 2 weeks.
It gets me really emotional when I think about it. The first time. It's so great. I'm a big believer in supporting support in general, but especially when you may not have some personal stake in it.
Mm.
I'm a straight man, but I'm a huge supporter of Pride and huge supporter mm-hmm. of the LGBTQ yep. community. So I'm always look forward to this month in those respects. Very similar with Juneteenth and what that day means mm-hmm. and the importance of that. Growing up, Father's Day has always been a cool day to me. I have one dad, but I had two very strong father figures in my grandpas. And so I really incorporated all three of them, specifically my father, of course, but really incorporated all three of them on that day. So I like that part of it. We're, of course, very excited about Raptor baseball, but we got Petpalooza this month.
That's coming up too.
That's
wow.
right.
They didn't have Petpalooza on the list.
What's wrong with them?
June 11th, everybody. Meet us June 11th over at the South County Humane Society. We're going to be celebrating with them all things animals and our Humane Society and spreading awareness about them, along with having a bunch of friends giving you examples of different things or
yep.
training on different things.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a shoe drive going on. We're, of course, encouraging you to meet a new furry friend and maybe mm-hmm. make an adoption that day. We're going to have some music,
yep.
some food.
It's a rare Sunday that the Humane Society will be open.
Yeah.
So if that's a day that you actually have a chance to go in, now is your chance because they
yeah.
will be talking about the application process and everything. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
I'm going to be down there to kick things off and having some fun. Encourage you to stop by and bug me. And,
yeah.
It's going to be fun. We're looking forward to it.
Oh, he's going to be looking at the animals the whole time.
Good luck.
So you need to go down there and draw his attention back to
yeah.
No, James, talk to the people out there, not the animals.
Robert De Niro shows up and is tapping me on the shoulder. I'm like, yeah, thanks, Bobby. Yeah, yeah, that's cool. Thanks for showing up, Bobby. Did you see this dog? Look at this dog.
I love that they're also going to have, was it Michelle with the Rough Ranch said she's going to be there?
Yes.
So you'll be able to meet people that can be your network mm-hmm. to help you in your, adventures in animal raising.
Yep. Bow Wow Meow is going to be there as well. Yep.
Yeah.
It's an important part of all this, mm-hmm. Being able to do that. No, along with hopefully getting some of these great furry friends adopted and everything, we're also hoping to make connections and make things stronger for our animals and our animal owners out
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a good combination. And I've talked with Madison about this a bit off air, and we're really looking forward to this being like a consistent event every year.
Yeah.
We'd like to do this.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Building your pet community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good way of putting it.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. Wrapping the segment up, I did want to mention, I got a little distracted with the movies. There are a couple of other big movies coming out this month. The Flash hits theaters June 16th. A lot of controversy with that one because of Ezra Miller, of course. But Michael Keaton is back as Batman.
I know.
And I haven't been this torn with a movie in a long time, just being honest with the audience.
Yeah.
I understand that the majority of people out there are not torn. They are not going to see that movie, and I completely support that.
Yep.
Just either way, you're handling it. But I do think it's unfair to take down. It is not just him that worked on that movie.
Right.
You're talking about one person in the movie who is the lead actor in the movie, mind you.
Very important, yep.
But it is one person out of literally 1,000 people that worked on that film.
Yep.
I don't know that it's fair to all 1,000 of them that did nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Last I checked, Michael Keaton hasn't been canceled.
No.
The young lady who's playing the Supergirl character hasn't been canceled. I don't know that it's fair to all of them. I also don't think it's fair that Ezra Miller is in this movie. I don't, there's no right way to handle this, and it's what we're trying to work in society
navigate,
right now.
Yeah,
trying to navigate, that's a better word for it. Yeah. And really important to a lot of people out there, the final Indiana Jones movie is coming out on June 30th, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. I actually believe them on this one. I didn't believe him on the last one, but I believe that this is the last one.
Yeah, this is probably, yeah.
Yeah, at least the last one with Harrison Ford in it.
Yeah, and I don't, I mean, I don't know who they could recast. They can't.
No.
Too iconic of a role. Yeah.
There's no actor in the world that I
know.
Young me couldn't do it. Like, I wouldn't even put myself in there. Like,
right.
I don't know anybody that could. So, yeah, I really think this is the last one, and that's all right.
And that's okay.
It's had a great run. It's been so much fun. One of the greatest action scenes of all time it gave us. Guy comes in whipping that sword around, and he just whips out the gun. Rips out the gun. So every one of us as kids yelled at the screen how many times? You got a gun right there. Indy just did it.
He did.
Yeah, good. Harrison Ford, all improv. We'll take a break. We'll come back doing some celebrating with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. You heard Weird Al. It's time to do some celebrating, everybody.
Aggressively.
Get out your polka. Where's your accordion, everybody?
That's right.
Get it out and get ready to celebrate with us and our good friends at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. If you're celebrating a birthday, get on over there. Let them know it's your birthday, and you will be able to get what, Seth?
Pie. Glorious pie. Yeah, no.
Pie.
How many different ways can we do this?
Not just any pie. Brian's pie.
It's homemade pie. It's so good.
Different kind of pie.
Encourage you to get us your birthdays and anniversaries as well. We love celebrating with you, everybody. We got to hear from our friends over in Sweden recently that are still listening and still enjoying this segment. They also enjoy all the other things they made sure to mention, though, too.
Oh, they make sure. It's not just the birthdays.
I think I made it seem like that they were just listening to that and leaving. Like, yeah. I was honest with them. Is weird our kind of weird, though?
That's our kind of weird. Yeah.
I like it. I dig it. We encourage you to get to us, everybody. You can try smoke signals. You can try yelling at your radio, a lot of those things. We got easier ways for you to do it. Email us info@WFHR.com or james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on Facebook as well. Just like our page and send us your messages that way.
Mm-hmm.
We have a heck of a list today, everybody.
Ooh.
This is great. I actually have to count this out.
Nice.
I have 6 possible qualifiers today.
Whoa!
6. Nice.
Let's take it.
The mighty 6, and that is it. Because Saturday and Sunday have 1 qualifier.
Okay. So,
That's all right.
That's okay.
So, now I got to make you work yesterday, Seth.
Okay.
Or Wednesday. So, Melissa, I need you to give me a 1 through 6.
I'm going to choose 6.
Yeah.
We don't get out there very much, you know?
No.
Yeah, I like it. So that gives us our qualifier, so we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy 39th anniversary to Jeff and Deb Rittenbacher. Rittenberg.
Happy anniversary.
Happy birthday, Jeff. Happy anniversary, Jeff and Deb. I was so focused on remembering their names, I forgot what they're celebrating.
Happy 39th, you guys. Happy number 39. We wish you a great one. Enjoy. That's beautiful. 39, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Also celebrating an anniversary, Brian and Thea Hansen.
Oh, happy anniversary. Ooh.
Brian and Thea, nice.
Yeah. Got your anniversary on a Friday. That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Celebrate all weekend long, you two.
Yes, indeed.
Hope you're doing something fun.
Happy birthday, Jim Tellickson.
Happy birthday, Jim.
Happy birthday.
Have a great day, sir. Got a really fine name there. We hope you enjoy your day. Happy birthday to Pam Shaw.
Ooh, happy birthday, Pam.
Happy birthday.
Have a great day, Pam. Enjoy your day. And also a happy birthday to Sharon Cook.
Happy birthday, Sharon.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy,
Sharon. That's my mommy's name.
I love the name Sharon. It's a great name. And our qualifier today, Sandy Ciplina.
Ooh,
Sandy. Congratulations, Sandy.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy, Sandy, and you're a qualifier today. Congratulations. That
nice.
Is awesome. Diving into Saturday, we have qualifiers celebrating their 29th anniversary, Roger and Pam Denae.
Roger and Pam.
Denis. I think it's Denis. Roger and Pam Denis.
Happy anniversary.
Congratulations. Happy anniversary.
Yeah.
29. That is awesome.
That's a good one.
A great one. Roger, Pam, enjoy. Hope it's a great one for you. And on Sunday, a very happy birthday to Shanna Kreitzer.
Happy birthday, Shanna.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy, Shanna. We hope it's a great one for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we have something special on Sunday, too. They can't qualify, but we should make note that on Sunday, I believe, right? Sunday is the 13th anniversary of our own Seth and Beth Habhager.
That's right.
Congratulations, you two. 13. Wow.
Lucky 13. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Winning bell, everything. Yeah. We got the winning bell.
I win. What did I win?
That means I don't have to get you anything, right? I get you the winning bell.
No, you're fine.
Okay, you're cool. Happy 13th. That is awesome.
Yeah.
That is really, really cool. Beth and Seth are not only one of my favorite couples, you guys have one of my favorite origin stories. I'm genuinely jealous of your origin story. I think it's one of the most romantic I've ever heard.
You know, we every now and then we ruminate about, you know, how much theater has done for us as a family and as individuals. Mm. Yeah, we met during a show. That was the first time we were together. We were both newbies to this theater company, and we both auditioned and we were cast in a classic Neil Simon show, Rumors. Which will be coming up next year, by the way, WRCT. Yes. It's coming up in the next season. That's where we met. And we have, since then, we've tried to be in the as many shows as we can. It's harder with kids, of course, you know, to be in the same show. But they're getting older, you know. Hopefully we can be doing more of that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, and we've met so many great friends and everything through theater. So, but yeah, that's the big one. That's, we met each other through that. And,
it's pretty
and that's,
cool.
It's a good story, yeah.
It's pretty cool, man. We take a look at some celebrity birthdays now. Happy birthday to Willow Sage Hart, who is 12. That's Pink's daughter with Carrie Hart. Oh. Willow's taking her mom as a taking after her mom as a singer, as well as all seen in her duet "Cover Me in Sunshine."
Ooh,
wow. She's 12. That's cute.
I really dig that song. That song gets me thinking about my daughters and stuff and everything. It's sweet. A really cool song. I like that one. The great Awkwafina is 35.
Wow.
Yeah. Caddy in Shang-Chi in The Legend of the Ten Rings. Rachel's best friend in Crazy Rich Asians. She was in Jumanji. She's also the voice of Scuttle in the live-action Little Mermaid movie.
Mm-hmm.
She is all over the... She's got a TV show on Comedy Central.
Yep.
She's awesome. She's really good. She does a great job.
Which Jumanji is she in? I don't see it.
She is in Jumanji, The Next
Level. Oh, The Next Level. That's why I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen the new ones.
I liked the first new one. It was really well done.
My mom and dad love those movies. I feel like they're on all the time.
That's great.
Justin Long is 45. Got a really big break doing those Mac and being Mac in those Apple commercials, Mac versus PC campaign.
He was the Mac. John Hodgman was the PC.
Yes.
I love John Hodgman, who's one of my favorite people. But those are classic classic ads.
I'm a big fan of John Hodgman, too. He was the voice of Alvin and Alvin and the Chipmunks. And then he was in Dodgeball, of course, very memorable role in Dodgeball. And Live Free or Die Hard. He's had a good career. He's still working hard.
Most recently, he was the host of a show on Disney Plus called Shop Class, where they would have kids build these really cool projects, and he was the host of that. So yeah, he's still doing stuff. Yep,
good on him. That's cool. let's see here. Zachary Quinto is 46. Spock in the Star Trek movies. Siler in Heroes. He's also had a number of roles in American Horror Story.
Ooh.
One of the more talented people in all of entertainment, Wayne Brady, is 51 today.
Oh, love Wayne Brady.
Yeah, that man. I would be shocked if Wayne Brady like did something and like, oh, he's not good at that. Like, wow. I don't believe that.
I don't believe it.
Like, if you told me Wayne Brady could hit a home run in the Major League Ballpark, I'd believe you.
I would too.
I don't know what he can't do. And I think that's actually been weirdly a crux in his career.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't know what to do with that guy. He's like a great utility player that you can't put at one position because he's good at all of them. You don't know which one to do with him. He's currently hosting Let's Make a Deal and making a good living at it. So more power to him.
Yeah, good for him.
He deserves it. The great Dana Carvey is 68 today. Saturday Night Live legend.
Mm-hmm.
Garth and Wayne's World, Church Lady, 68. Hans and Franz.
Wow.
Yeah.
See that old? Oh, my gosh. I just felt old now.
I there's nobody who didn't have at least one character you liked that Dana Carvey did.
That's true.
And I don't know how many, if you go through the history of Saturday Night Live, how many people had more recurring characters than Dana Carvey?
That'd be interesting to find out, because I think you're right. Think about it. I love the church lady.
Big fan of the church lady.
Church lady.
Big fan. I was a big fan of Hans and Franz, too. I love those guys. In all seriousness, going even to the Second City or the Groundlings or any improv school or anything like that, the biggest thing you can do to help your career is have a recurring character, especially on Saturday Night Live. We've seen everything from it being brought back from countless sketches to they turn movies into it with the Night at the Roxbury or It's Pat or those
Wayne's
kind of
World
things.
Even
Wayne's World, of course. Yes. So that's the biggest thing you can do, and it's also one of the biggest ways to establish your legacy. Look at Phil Hartman and guys like that who had many recurring characters. I don't know anybody that had more than Dana Carvey, though.
Yep.
That's really something. Let's see here. And Jerry Mathers is 75 today. The Beaver is 75. Steve.
All right.
Pretty cool. I wanted to take a look at Saturday and Sunday birthdays real quick. Looking at Saturday, just Rafael Nadal is 37, tennis superstar.
Mm-hmm.
Anderson Cooper is 56.
Channel 1. I remember when he got his start in that school thing they had. Channel
That's
1.
Right.
That's where he got his start. I remember that when I was in junior high. I
forgot about that. Looking at Sunday, let's see. Angelina Jolie is 48 on Sunday. That's a big one. Horatio Sanz is 54, another SNL alum. And the great Keith David is 67. He is the guy that does the voices of the Army commercials and stuff.
And Progressive, I think it is. Allstate or something like that, yeah.
There's Something Glorious About Mary, voice. Of course. He was the dad, along with Marky Post. He was the dad in Something About Mary.
Mm-hmm.
In John Carpenter's They Live. In his 1981 version of The Thing, sorry. Keith David, one of the best character actors of all time.
Mm-hmm.
He's incredible.
I love his voice.
Oh, and he's in Nope. The Jordan Peele movie.
He was really good in that. He very small role, but very good in it.
Nice.
Very good. You get a chance to see Nope. That is a great suspense movie. Great suspense movie. Also, Gorilla Monsoon was born on Sunday. 1937, passed away in 99, former pro wrestler.
Oh, what a name.
Gorilla Monsoon.
One of the better names.
That's a good wrestling name.
Oh, it's one of the greats. Yeah. His work with Bobby the Brain Heenan in the broadcast booth was what got everything, set the standard of all sports commentary. And I'm not over-exaggerating here. You go back and listen to any commentators, anybody who is doing sports, especially have been doing it for 20, 30 years, they got a lot of their inspiration, a lot of their ideas, a lot of their thoughts from those early commentators of the wrestling. Not Vince McMahon, from Gorilla Monsoon and Bobby the Brain Heenan sitting there calling wrestling matches.
Yep.
It sounds a little far-fetched, sounds a little silly maybe. Go ahead and listen to John Madden talk about wrestling. Listen to other people talk about wrestling. Talk about listening to the matches and stuff. They weren't just listening and watching the matches. They were listening.
Listening, yep.
Mm.
One more time, happy birthdays and anniversaries to everybody celebrating out there.
So many today.
Yes.
So many.
Thank you for calling those in.
Yes.
Appreciate you, everybody. Thanks so much for doing that. Stick around, because after Melissa's news, we're going to have some fun and make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. It's all coming up here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. What we are about to do, Melissa, Seth, and I, is play a famous TV theme song. You call up at 424-2600, and you get the answer right. And as long as you haven't won anything in 30 days, boom, just like that, you are going to win yourself a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. What that is two adult meals, two kids meals. That is a meal you don't got to think about.
Good Friday night meal for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Get ready to call 424-2600, everybody, and tell us what theme song this is a TV show for. Or this is a
There you go.
I couldn't have worded that worse.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on?
Right away.
That was fast.
Right away. Instantly, almost. Let's go ahead and see if we got a winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
That was The Wonder Years.
Yeah! Woo! Who do we have on the phone with us?
This is Michelle.
Michelle, thank you so much for calling up and playing along, Michelle. You knew that one instantly.
Yeah, I kind of aged myself.
You're not alone. You're not alone,
no,
Michelle.
You're
in good company right now.
Yeah.
You're in very good company. It's an interesting one because you don't hear this, especially now, very often. But back in the day, they used to, you know, regular hit songs all the time for theme songs.
They did,
It's kind of interesting. Michelle, what town are you calling us from?
Wisconsin Rapids.
All right, got ourselves a Rapids winner. Nice. Michelle, we appreciate you listening and playing along. Do us a favor. Hang on the line. I'm going to get your a little more information from you. And I also got to get you my that info so I can get my agent your information because you're our newest star of the day.
Yeah.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you, Michelle. I'll talk to you in a moment. That was fun. That was fun.
Yeah, yes.
Do you think that they'll ever go back to this? Today, playing these
full songs.
Yeah. Like,
no,
I don't think so.
I doubt it.
Because they basically got done away with them. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't seem like there's room for theme songs anymore. Like,
no.
I was thinking about messing with the audience a little bit and started to do really modern theme songs, like from shows from this year and stuff like that. I go through the list. I'm like, there's no theme songs anymore.
There's nothing
anymore.
There.
Hey, here's the theme song from Lost. No callers. No, I guess if I ever really want to stump people, like
then you could do that.
Yeah. But that is not what we do here. We like to do the opposite of that. We want to make this as easy and fun as possible, so we can so we can help promote our friends at Culver's, and we can get some free Culver's to you, everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Be listening next Friday, and you could be like Michelle and be our next star of the day. A big thank you and good morning to our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. Appreciate them.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a break, and we'll come back with some more fun here on the morning show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Keep fighting. Keep that spirit alive. All 80s music was all meant to inspire you.
It is inspiring.
It is. There's something about it. Like, if you're a kid of the 80s, like don't you feel like you should be doing a montage right now?
Yeah, right. Exactly. A training montage.
Yes. It has to be.
Something's good's going to happen.
Yep. You know, because the kid's getting training. He's getting training, and it's going to be different as soon as this song is over. In that 30 seconds, everything you needed is going to happen. And by this point, when the kick's in and the refrain kicks in, then the hero is all better and he's whoa, he changed.
Yeah.
Like in the 80s, the big thing they used
to do. He developed muscles.
I can't remember how many, I don't know how many movies did this where you had the girl with the glasses and her hair was back.
Oh, God.
And she was very nerdy and quiet.
Yeah.
And then she let her hair down and took her glasses off and she's a supermodel.
Beautiful.
Boom, baby.
That wasn't misleading to young girls at all, I'm sure.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I'm sure no young girls were confused by that. It is time for us to dive into an interesting one here. We were actually talking a little bit about this earlier, about things that were cheaper when we were younger or easier to access. And we got a way for you now. Here's how not to get scammed by buying concert tickets on social media.
Ooh, okay.
Mm.
If you're looking to hit up a concert or two this summer, here are five ways to protect yourself from ticket scammers on social media.
Okay.
Using PayPal goods and services to pay. It keeps your financial information secure, monitors the transaction, and offers dispute resolution and fraud prevention.
Mm.
You'll be eligible for a refund if you don't receive the tickets or if they are fake.
Ooh.
Good.
Did not know that. That's good information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. PayPal has really taken the forefront of a lot of this, and I think being one of the older ones of these companies, I think that's really smart.
Yeah.
If the seller seeks you out, they're probably not legit.
Yes.
This is one of those, if it seems too good to be true, then it most likely is.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, good point.
If somebody is offering you Garth Brooks tickets for $20 a piece, and they're not a friend, they're not somebody you know.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
They're not a future friend. They're not. Mm-hmm.
I need you to do is cash this check for way over the amount. Yeah. Give me the rest for the,
Got that poor king in that country still trying to get out. All he needs is somebody to just, hey, all I need is you to do this. Ask the seller to forward their original purchase confirmation. Someone who legitimately purchased tickets on Ticketmaster, SeatGeek, or StubHub will be able to forward you a confirmation email. The email doesn't have the actual tickets, but includes the order information.
Right.
But keep in mind that emails and images can easily be manipulated and faked, so make sure that they forward the original email and the original sender is legitimately Ticketmaster or SeatGeek.
Right. Makes sense to me.
Yep.
Something I do with businesses, and I guess I would do with personal accounts as well, do a search of the person's account name. You know, do a search on them. I know that a lot of people do this with dating nowadays, where they will get somebody's name and search for them. And I encourage that. I think you should do that. I wish I had done that with some people. I do. Seems like a smart idea. And why not do it with businesses? Why not do it in this sense too? Don't send any money until you've verified their real tickets.
Yes.
It can be tempting to jump on an opportunity that seems like a good deal, but don't let anyone push you into sending a payment too soon. And if they ask for some sort of down payment, it's usually a sign of a scam.
Yep.
If anybody's pressuring you for payment, that's a red flag.
That sign.
Yeah. I don't want this to scare people off. I want you to be able to enjoy your concert going season. That's what summer's all about.
Yeah.
I love live music. We got a lot of great live music going on. I'm not sure what's going on with some of our live music, but I'm curious to know. We got some things like that. But if you are going into this and you feel any of these red flags, or if you feel something in your gut that doesn't feel right, look into it. Trust it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A legitimate seller is not going to have to pressure you because you're the one that wants these tickets.
Yes, indeed.
Right. And they shouldn't have to be. If they're pressuring you, that's because they're trying to make a buck. Trying to get over something.
Yes,
on
indeed.
Does anybody plan on going to any concerts this summer or anything?
Unless it's a local one, around here,
No.
It's so expensive.
We're going to see a comedian this weekend in Milwaukee. We got tickets for Taylor Tomlinson.
That's cool. I heard good things about him. I mixed her up with a different Taylor. She's good. I from what I hear too, a little of our kind of humor, Melissa. So I think you should enjoy yourself. Yeah.
Good.
Yep.
If you guys are going to any shows out there, let us know. 424-2600. We're also still looking for your favorite donut.
Donuts.
Mm-hmm. Your go-to donut.
Area code 715.
Mm-hmm. Is there a way you can combine donuts and going to shows?
Ooh.
Maybe you can get people to come to your show if you have donuts.
I don't know, but if I was a concert promoter or if I was a singer, I would be throwing donuts at the crowd.
With or without frosting?
Oh, good question. Yeah. A little bit of both.
They got to be the round cake donuts, and you just fling them like Frisbees.
Like Frisbee golf, like disc golf. Yep. Just flip them out there like that. I like it.
Make sure you're gonna put on a good show, because those donuts might be coming back at you if you don't.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to be careful with that, okay?
Only the ones that landed on the ground.
Yeah.
I
eat lousy donuts.
I've told you guys the story about my the talent show in sixth grade, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yes. I know this better than most. You definitely don't want to throw things into the audience. They will throw them back.
They throw them back. Yes.
They will definitely
gotta,
throw them
gotta
back.
Got to be careful with that.
Might want to be. Might be a good idea. Let's see here. I did want to take a quick look at what was new in theaters and new on your small screen this weekend.
All right.
And touch on some of that with some entertainment news. Let's see. Yeah, so new on your small screen this weekend, the series finale of Manifest, Peacock, there's Shooting Stars, and there's a couple of other ones there. Of course, NBA Finals going on Saturday night, and on Sunday, Saturday is the Stanley Cup Finals. Sunday is the NBA Finals.
There you go.
So to keep that in mind.
Yep.
And then on your big screen this weekend, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse and Boogeyman are the new ones, the big ones out there. Boogeyman, rated PG-13. It's based on the 1973 short story by Stephen King.
Ooh.
So from what I hear, a little bit more of a suspense than a horror one.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but, you know. And Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, we talked about quite a bit before and everything.
Yes.
Incredible cast it has in there, too. Shameik Moore, Haley Steinfeld, Jake Johnson, mm-hmm. Oscar Isaac, Jason Schwartzman, just a ton of great
people in this one. That's a great cast, yeah.
You know, we got a lot of good ones in that. That's mm-hmm. going to be good. And let's get to some good stories of the day and a That Ain't Right story. And, of course, our That Ain't Right story is going to feature something from Missouri. If you don't have any plans this weekend and are considering wrestling a bear, you better not step foot in Missouri.
Oh, no.
A police department in Missouri notified citizens on social media that there have been bear sightings in the area, and they warned people not to feed or interact with bears, which is kind of common. We've mm-hmm. had that even in our area. However, mm-hmm. we didn't have our police department or our forestry people or DNR or anybody mm-hmm. telling us not to wrestle bears. They reminded people that the bear wrestling is illegal in Missouri and shared the language with the actual statute, which also bans promoting or allowing bear wrestling on your property, owning a bear that will be used to bear wrestle, or training a bear to wrestle. Any surgically altering a bear for wrestling purposes as well.
Oh, my gosh.
The sightings were in Salem, Missouri, a town about 5,000 people in the middle of the state.
So apparently this was an issue in Missouri at one point.
That's the That Ain't Right part. Yeah, that Ain't Right part.
That is an intricate statute. They tried to cover everything.
Yeah, and just no, not good. Not good
that
stuff.
That ain't right, man.
Well, I had to look it up, and that this is old, and I can't say it's from a reputable source, but it seems that it's only been outlawed to wrestle bears in 20 states.
Wow. Wow.
So in the other ones... Have fun.
Yeah. I mean, hey, I guess if you want to wrestle a bear, this is going back to the Carlinism I had yesterday, you know, keeping stupid people alive. I'm sorry. If you want to wrestle a bear, that's on you. That's on you. Our state lawmakers got enough on their plate.
That's true. That's true.
Look, there's certain stuff we shouldn't have to make laws for.
We shouldn't.
Life tells you shouldn't be doing this. Is there a law not to touch the hot stove? Is there a law not to touch
the
stove? No. No, there's no law against that. You're foolish enough to go wrestle a bear. I'm sorry. Good luck.
Well, this giant animal with sharp claws and sharp teeth, that should be no problem. I can take it.
This giant perfect killing machine. It's a perfect killing machine. Like, most bears are not, you know, trying to hurt human beings.
They're not aggressive,
like
no, yeah.
But I don't feel like chancing that. No. I don't feel like testing that out or anything.
We have an expression, don't poke the bear.
Yes.
For good reason.
There's a reason we say that.
Mm-hmm. I touched on what's new on your big and small screens, what's new on your radio dial this week. And, of course, at 7, it kicks off on Saturday mornings at 7 with the Sunshine Polka Show. Be sure to join us for that. It's an amazing show. Every Saturday at 7, join Tim in the Sunshine Polka Show. Also airs on Sundays at 1.
Mm-hmm.
Also Saturday, Over the Back Fence from 11 to noon, join my man Seth. Seth's going to be a fun show this Saturday.
It better be. You callers out there.
Yeah.
Call in with those. I know there's going to be sales going on this week.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So, garage sales.
Yard, whatever you want to call it, we will talk about it. So call up 424-2600, just like you would right now, and talk about that. And, of course, other things you want to sell and buy. And that's what the show is all about.
We look forward to that. And this weekend, with all the content we're trying to do here, everybody, and the amount of things that we're doing with the new shows and stuff like that, it was a little spread thin this week.
Yeah.
So we've got some reruns going on for you. But we will have new Director's Cut and Seth Aces the Music coming back real soon.
Yep.
Probably next weekend, to be honest with you. Probably next weekend. Yeah. We love doing these shows. So.
Yes.
Seth, what is your theme this week for Seth Aces the Music, which is on from 6 to 8?
That's right. Because it's only going to be about half, depending on how long the Rafters game goes. That's one of the reasons why I'm putting a rerun, is because I'm a little bit preempted by the game, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with being preempted by the Rafters.
Okay,
I'll throw something in there. I haven't decided yet, so stay tuned. If the game ends early enough, you'll catch the second half of a classic, because they're all classics.
Yes, yes.
Classic Seth Faces the Music. So tune in for that, too. And then I think on Director's Cut, we're going to be doing a rebroadcast of one of our musical guests that we had.
Yeah.
Brad Jansen,
mm-hmm.
who is one of our great friends now because of all Rise to Music and because he showed up. So a guy who's trying to make it in Nashville right now, playing lots of songs, playing lots of music. So he's a great conversation too. He's a great storyteller.
Looking forward to that. Encourage you to spread the word about all these shows, everybody, and keep in mind that Monday kicks off our new lineup.
Yep,
we'll meet you wide-eyed and ready to go on Monday over on our sister station WIRI Wiscountry 105.5 from 7 to 8, and then from 8 to 10 we're right back here bringing you the morning show from WFHR, and of course Playmakers will be on Monday from 3 to 4, live and direct to take your phone calls and talk some sports. Morning Magazine will be Midday Magazine that will be there from 3 to 4 going forward. Touching on some local good stuff real quick here, Seth, I wanted to make sure that people knew that the parks are open.
The parks and beaches are open.
Beaches, yes.
Southwood County, NEPCO, North Park, and Dexter County Parks beaches are all open and ready to go. And, man, now's a good time to go with this really warm weather. Perfect time to go to the beach. They want to remind everyone that they are not staffed and they are unguarded, so keep that in mind. Dogs are not allowed on the beach areas as well. Plus, if you have any questions, 715-421-8422. Give them a call if you want to know about that or reservations for camping or any other thing about what the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department does.
And, of course, the Great Book Giveaway is coming up June 6th. Mark your calendars for that.
That's right. Next week. It's already here. Next week. Ooh. I can't believe it's starting on the 6th. We've got 10:30, the Think Academy Playground in Rudolph later on in the day at the zoo here at 1:30. Then on Wednesday in the morning at the Ed Hauer Elementary School in Port Edwards at 10:30. Later on in the evening at McMillan Library here in Rapids at 6 p.m. Then moving to Thursday, the Southwood County YMCA at 10:30 a.m. Thursday afternoon at the Charles and Joanne Lester Library in Nakusa. Then Friday down at the Adams County Library in Adams at 10:30. That's in the morning. And then in the afternoon at the Lester Public Library of Rome. Don't want to forget Tuesday the 13th, Lester Public Library Vesper at 12:30. That'll wrap it up for the year.
And the Wisconsin Rapids Farmers Downtown Wisconsin Rapids Farmers Market is kicking off on Thursday, June 15th from 8 to 2. Be sure to mark your calendars for that.
Yeah.
Rafter Baseball on the radio dial tonight. Rafters are in Fond du Lac the next couple of nights, taking on the Dock Spiders. 6:20 our pregame for Friday and Saturday. Have a great weekend, everybody. And you know, we already this week, and since we announced the lineup changes, have gotten so much support, and appreciate that so much from you guys. You out there make this all possible. You out there are the reason we do this, and you out there are the reason why we will continue to do this and do right by you in this community and this area. We greatly appreciate you. Have a great weekend. Have a fun weekend, everybody. We'll talk more on Monday right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.